The precarious financial position of many of the nation's airlines is likely to become even more so in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, especially given the recent surge in gas prices. David Field is the Americas editor of Airline Business Magazine, and he's been following the issue closely. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Let's start with the spike in oil prices. Consumers are feeling it at the pump. What's the impact on the airline industry?
The airlines are feeling it at their big pumps also. Fuel is the single largest cost category for most airlines, and it has gotten out of hand. Let me give you a couple of examples. There's a little airline called Hawaiian Airlines. They're the 16th largest. They've got 35 airplanes. Every penny increase in what they pay for fuel adds about $1 million a year in cost to the bottom line. Every airline has that one penny formula. Let me give you an example at Northwest Airlines. For every $1 increase in the cost of a barrel of crude, it's about $50 million a year straight to the bottom line. And these airlines don't know where they're going to recover that.
Are some airlines going to be hit worse than others?
Yeah, airlines with older fleets are going to be hit the worst. Older airplanes do not tend to be as fuel efficient as new ones. And airlines with a regional exposure are going to be hit worse than others. And airlines that are already teetering on the verge of bankruptcy, they're hit worst of all. And unfortunately, the two most vulnerable are Northwest and Delta. Delta's right there in the south. They're the major carrier in the southeast. They don't have a young fleet. They don't have fuel hedging. Fuel hedging, buying these forward contracts to lock in low prices, is very expensive. You have to have a real good credit rating to buy a fuel hedge. They can't afford it. Northwest Airlines is also really vulnerable. They've got about the oldest fleet flying right now. It's about 18 years old. By contrast, someone like Southwest, their fleet is about half as old.
You talked about Delta being based in the south. What about geography? For instance, an airport like Dulles outside Washington, D.C., it would get its jet fuel from the Gulf.
Yeah, the entire sort of southeastern quadrant of the U.S. faces that vulnerability. It gets its fuel from the Gulf. It gets its fuel by barges or by pipelines that come up from the Gulf. Most airports like Dulles have thought ahead. They've bunkered fuel. That's the jargon phrase for storing up in advance. But you're talking about a week, 2 weeks, and if we don't get things straightened out real soon, you're going to face some sort of shortage.
Well, of course, the airport in New Orleans is closed except for humanitarian flights. How else has Hurricane Katrina affected airlines and their routes?
Again, the entire southeastern quadrant of the country has seen flights canceled. A lot of flights into and out of the Caribbean, into and out of the Gulf Coast. Some of the Florida Panhandle flights have been canceled. And a canceled flight can be a real problem creator because it doesn't just affect that one flight. The airplane is supposed to go somewhere else next. The crew is supposed to go somewhere else next. And it has a ripple effect.
And the bottom line financially for the airline industry as a whole, given this added burden at this exact time?
It's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars. The problem right now is that airline profitability, dare I use the phrase, airline economics are so vulnerable that it's going to hurt the entire industry. And I really think it may be the factor that pushes more airlines into bankruptcy.
Does it also push prices up for the consumer?
The airlines wish it would. And I'm afraid that probably it won't. Consumers have been very reluctant to accept airfares. We've had 11 or 12 sort of fare increases so far this year. Most of them have been about $5. Not all have stuck. I hope fares go up simply because bankruptcy is not good for anyone. It's not good for the airlines, it's not good for labor, and it certainly is not good for us passengers.
David Field is the Americas editor of Airline Business Magazine. Thanks for joining us.
It's been my pleasure.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.